for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Cultural Baggage Show was Mason Tavert of Colorado's SAFER organization.
Hi, my name is Mason Tavert. I'm a campaign director for SAFER Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, otherwise known as SAFER. We started back in January 2005 as a nonprofit dedicated to educating the public about the fact that marijuana is a much less harmful drug than alcohol. We started by passing student initiatives at the University of Colorado Boulder and Colorado State, which were successful. And from there, we went on to pass the first initiative to make marijuana legal in a major American city in Denver. That passed 5446 and removed all penalties under city law for possession of up to an ounce of marijuana by adults 21 and older. Following that, we've had a number of victories around the country, recently at the University of Texas in Austin, University of Maryland, Florida State University, have all passed these student referendums saying that students don't think penalties for marijuana should be greater than for alcohol. And that's really what our organization is trying to get across, is that if an adult who is of age to consume alcohol would prefer to make the rational, safer choice to use marijuana instead, there's no reason on earth why our government should be prohibiting them from doing so. As of just a couple days ago, SAFER successfully placed an initiative on the statewide Colorado ballot to make marijuana legal for adults 21 and older. If this passes, it would be the first state to vote to remove all penalties for private adult marijuana possession, and we are about to get that campaign kicked off here, so we're looking forward to it.
I recently attended the Seattle Hemp Fest, and one of the speakers that caught my attention was comedian Un Gallo.
If you understand me, we have to re-legalize marijuana. Marijuana used to be legal until 1937. You feel me? The founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, all those guys, they used to grow it, they used to smoke it. The Declaration of Independence was originally written on hemp paper, hemp, marijuana, pot, right? Better paper than trees, better fabric than cotton, and you can smoke it and talk about shit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Write that down. We'll forget. Don't forget. That's why John Hancock's signature is so big. Because he was high as hell. Hell yeah, I'll sign that shit. They smoke weed. Ben Franklin smoked all the weed. He wanted to fly a kite in a thunderstorm. He's high as hell. He invented bifocals. Woo! It's like a kaleidoscope. The national bird is the bald eagle. What bird did Ben Franklin want for the national bird? The turkey. He's a stoner. The turkey. Ben, the eagle flies graceful, majestic, and free above the clouds. Yeah, but you can eat a turkey, brother. And there's John Hancock. Get outside for that, dude. I'm starving.
You can hear more reports from the Seattle Hemp Fest at our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.